Lamemus apote. Did you take it with you? Breakdown. Lamemus is the contracted form of la. Ame. Mu. La. Is the feminine definite article meaning the. Ame. Is the second person plural, you all, form of the verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense. Vous. Is the second person plural pronoun, you all. Apporter. Is the past participle of the verb. Apporter. To take away. This sentence uses the inversion structure, which is common in French questions. The verb comes before the subject. In this case, the subject is, you all. Vous. The sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. The question mark at the end of the sentence confirms this. This sentence demonstrates the use of the past participle. Apporter. Which is used to form compound tenses in French. The past participle in this sentence is apporter. Which is used to indicate an action that has already been completed. Fais-le encore une fois. Do it again. This sentence is a command in the imperative form. Faire. Is the imperative form of the verb. Faire. To do, in the second person singular, meaning, do. Le. Is the direct object pronoun referring to a masculine noun previously mentioned in the context. Encore. Means, again. Une fois. Means, one time, but in this context, it's used to emphasize the repetition of the action. The exclamation mark indicates a strong command, or emphasis. Refais-le. Do it again. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Refais-le is the imperative form of the verb. Refaire. To redo, in the second person singular. Le. At the end is a pronoun object referring to a previously mentioned masculine noun. Fais-le de nouveau. Do it again. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions. Breakdown. Fais is the imperative form of the verb faire. Faire. To do. It is used with the pronoun to. Do. You. Informal. Le. Le. Is the direct object pronoun referring to a masculine noun previously mentioned. De nouveau. De nouveau. Means, again, and functions as an adverbial phrase modifying the verb faire. Translation for eSpeak NG. Faire. Le. De nouveau. Fais-le à nouveau. Do it again. Breakdown. Fais-le. Is the imperative form of the verb. Faire. To do, conjugated in the second person singular. It literally translates to, do it. À nouveau. Means, again, and is an adverb. This sentence is a simple imperative command, telling someone to repeat an action. Faites-le de nouveau. Do it again. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command. Faites. Is the second person plural form of the verb. Faire. To do. Conjugated in the imperative mood. It means, do, or, make, in this context. Le. Is the direct object pronoun, referring to the action, or thing that was previously done. De nouveau. Means, again, indicating repetition. So, The sentence is literally telling someone to do it again, implying that they should repeat an action that was previously done. Faites-le à nouveau. Do it again. Breakdown. Faites. This is the imperative form of the verb. Faire. To do, conjugated in the second person plural, you/y'all. Le. This is the direct object pronoun referring to a masculine noun previously mentioned in context. It translates to it or him. À nouveau. This means again. It is an adverbial phrase, meaning it modifies the verb. Faire. Recul. Step back. This is an imperative verb meaning step back or move back. Recul is the imperative form of the verb. Reculer. To step back. The imperative is used to give a command or instruction. Baissez-vous. This means duck or bend down. Breakdown. Baissez is the imperative form of the verb. Baissez. Meaning to lower or to bend. Vous is the formal plural pronoun, meaning you, formal. Vous is the formal plural pronoun, meaning you, formal. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Formal vs. informal. In French, there is a distinction between formal and informal speech. Vous is the formal pronoun, which is used when speaking to someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority. Direct object pronoun. The object of the verb is vous, which is the direct object pronoun for the formal plural. Translation for e-speak ng. Baissez-vous. Marche. Walk. This is a simple imperative verb in the do form, meaning you, singular, informal. So, it means walk. Recommence. Start again. This is a simple imperative verb in the vous form. It means to begin again or restart. Recommencer. Start again. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Recommencer is the formal imperative form of the verb. Recommencer. To start again. The A ending indicates that the command is addressed to multiple people, which could be a group of students, or people in general. Recommence. Start again. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command. Recommence is the imperative form of the verb. Recommencer, which means to start again or to begin anew. Recommencer. Start again. The sentence. Recommencer is a command in the vous form, meaning you all or you in a formal context. It uses the verb recommencer, which means to start again or to recommence. The a ending on the verb signifies that it is in the imperative mood, which is used for commands and requests. The exclamation point indicates that the command is strong and forceful. Fais-le comme il faut. Do it the right way. Breakdown. Fais-le. This is the imperative form of the verb. Faire. To do, in the second person singular, meaning, do it. Comme. This is a conjunction meaning, like, as, or in the manner of.
Il.
This is the pronoun.
Il.
He slash it, and is used here as a placeholder.
4.
This is the impersonal verb.
Falloir.
To be necessary, in the third person singular. It is used here in the sense of, it is necessary. In simpler terms, the sentence translates to, do it as it is necessary. However, the phrase,
comme il faut,
is an idiomatic expression meaning, the right way, or, correctly. So the most accurate translation would be do it the right way.
Faites-le comme il faut.
Do it properly. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions.
Fait
is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, in the second person plural, you all.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, referring to an object that has already been mentioned.
Comme
means like, or as.
Il
is the subject pronoun, referring to a masculine singular noun that has already been mentioned.
4.
Is the third person singular form of the verb.
Falloir.
To be necessary, in the impersonal form. The entire sentence can be translated as, do it as it is necessary, or more commonly, do it properly.
Jouez-vous au bowling?
Do you play bowling? This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
jouer,
which is to play. The
vous
form is used for the formal you, or when addressing more than one person. The sentence structure is a simple question with the verb
jouer,
conjugated in the present tense, and followed by the object.
Or bowling.
At bowling, which is a prepositional phrase.
Joue-tu au bowling?
Do you play bowling? This sentence is a simple question in the
tu
form, which is the informal you in French.
Joue
is the verb to play in the present tense, conjugated for the informal you.
Tu
is the pronoun, you, in the informal form.
Or
is a contraction of, à le, which means, to the. The, le, is used before a masculine noun.
Bowling
is the noun, bowling. So the sentence translates directly to, do you play to the bowling? But in English we would just say, do you play bowling?
Vous pêchez?
You are fishing. This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
pêcher,
which means to fish.
Pêcher
is the second person plural, or you, in the formal sense, so you would use it when speaking to someone you don't know well, or someone older than you.
Pêcher
is the present tense of the verb, which means the action is happening now. The sentence ends with a question mark, so it is a question.
Rentrez à la maison.
Go home. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or instruction. Breakdown.
Rentrez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rentrez
meaning, to go back, to come back, or, to go home. Because the subject is implied as, you, plural, it takes the plural form of the imperative.
À la maison
means, to the house.
À
is a preposition meaning, to.
La
is the definite article meaning, the.
Maison
is a noun meaning, house. Therefore, the entire phrase translates to, go home.
Je dérange.
This means, am I bothering you? Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I.
Dérange.
This is the verb, to bother, in the present tense, third person singular form, meaning, he slash she slash it bothers. This is the question mark, indicating a question. Key concepts.
Dérange.
Is a verb that can be used in a variety of ways, but in this case, it's used to indicate whether the speaker is interrupting or causing trouble. The structure of this sentence is simple and common in French. It follows the subject-verb order, typical of declarative sentences, but the question mark at the end changes it to a question.
Fais ton boulot.
Do your job. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Faire
is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, conjugated in the second person singular.
Tout
is the masculine singular form of the possessive adjective.
Tout.
Your, referring to the job of the person being addressed.
Boulot
is a slang term for
travail,
work, or
job.
Ne discute pas. Don't argue. This sentence uses the
impératif
or imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
The impératif
form of the verb
discuter.
To argue is
ne discute pas.
The negative
ne pas
is used to make the command negative. So, the whole sentence means don't argue.
Ne discutez pas.
Don't discuss. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Ne
is the negative particle in French. It is used to negate verbs.
Discuter
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Discuter,
which means to discuss. It is in the imperative mood, indicating a command or request.
Pas
is the negative adverb used to negate the verb. So the entire sentence is telling a group of people, do not discuss.
Inutile de discuter.
There's no point in discussing it. Breakdown.
Inutile.
This is the adjective, useless, or pointless, and acts as the subject of the sentence.
De.
This is a preposition, meaning, of, or, to. It indicates the object of the discussion.
Discuter.
This is the infinitive verb, to discuss. It acts as the complement of the preposition, de. This sentence uses a simple grammatical structure with a subject, adjective, preposition, and infinitive verb. It conveys a clear message about the futility of further discussion.
Pas de discussion.
No discussion. This is a simple sentence using the
négation.
Pass, with the
verb
de in the
infinitive.
Discuter.
Ne cligne pas des yeux.
Don't blink. This is a negative imperative sentence using the verb
cligne,
e. To blink. Ne is the negative particle. Clean is the imperative form of
klein, e.
Pass is the negative adverb, used to negate the verb. Su is the object of the verb, meaning eyes. The entire phrase means don't blink your eyes, or more simply, don't blink.
Ne triche pas.
Don't cheat. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The verb
tricher means to cheat, and is conjugated in the negative imperative. The ne is a negative particle that precedes the verb to create the negative imperative. The sentence can also be translated as, don't you cheat.
Ne triche pas.
Don't cheat. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command. Ne is the negative marker, equivalent to don't in English. Triche is the second person plural form of the verb.
Triche,
meaning to cheat. Pas is the negation particle, usually translated as not. The literal translation is don't cheat not, but the not is implied in the negative form, ne, making the more natural translation don't cheat.
Ne le fais pas.
Don't do it. This sentence is an imperative, which means it is a command or a request. Ne.
Ne.
Is the negative particle, meaning not.
Le.
Le. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning it or him in this case. Fais.
Fais.
Is the second person singular present indicative form of the verb faire, meaning to do or to make.
Pas.
Pas. Is a negative adverb, meaning not. The entire sentence is a negative imperative, meaning don't do it.
Rentre à la maison.
Go back home. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command. Breakdown.
Rot
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rotrer,
which means to go back or to return. In this context, it specifically means go back.
À
is a preposition meaning to or at. Here, it indicates the direction of the action.
La maison
is the definite article, the, followed by the noun, house. In this context, it likely refers to the speaker's own house, or the listener's house, depending on the context. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This mood is used for commands, requests, or instructions. Prepositions. These words indicate the relationship between a noun, or pronoun and other words in the sentence. Definite articles. These words specify a particular noun that is already known.
Ne le faites pas.
Don't do it. This sentence uses the negative imperative form in French. It's composed of
ne,
ne, colon, this is the negative particle, meaning not. It always comes before the verb in the imperative.
Le,
le, colon, this is the direct object pronoun, meaning it or him. It refers to the action being prohibited.
Faites.
Fait. Colon, this is the second person plural form of the verb faire, meaning to do. In the imperative, the verb is conjugated in the vous form, which is used for both plural and formal singular.
Pas.
Pas. Colon, this is the negative adverb, meaning not. It is often used in conjunction with ne to emphasize the negation. The sentence literally translates to not do it. But it is more naturally understood as don't do it.
Ne le fais pas.
Don't do it. This is a simple imperative sentence meaning don't do it.
Ne.
Ne. Is the negative particle in French.
Le.
Le. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning it.
Fais.
Faire. Is the second person singular present tense of the verb faire.
Faire.
Meaning to do. The exclamation mark at the end makes the sentence an imperative.
Ne le faites pas.
Don't do it. This is a negative imperative sentence.
Ne
is the negative particle, which is used to negate the verb.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, referring to the previously mentioned object. Fed is the second person plural form of the verb. Fair. To do, conjugated in the present tense. Pa is an adverb used to emphasize the negative, meaning, not. The sentence literally translates to, do not it. But in English, we typically use, don't do it. For a more natural expression. Ne vous battez pas. Don't fight. This sentence is in the negative pratique form, which is used to tell someone not to do something. The structure is as follows. Ne. This is the negative particle, which is always placed before the verb. Vous. This is the second person plural pronoun, meaning, you, plural. Battez. This is the appative form of the verb. Bat. To beat, fight, which is used to give a command. Pa. This is the negative particle, which is used to negate the verb. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, do not beat yourselves, but it is more commonly understood as, don't fight. Ne jubilez pas. Don't rejoice. This sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it is telling someone not to do something. Ne is the negative particle in French, meaning, not. Jubiler is the verb jubiler in the imperative mood, meaning, to rejoice, or, to celebrate. It is conjugated in the vous form, which is the formal, you, in French. However, it is commonly used in an informal way. Pas is the negative adverb, meaning, not, or, no. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, do not rejoice. Ne jubile pas. Don't rejoice. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb. Jubiler. To rejoice. The negative. Ne. Is placed before the verb to make the sentence negative. Ne. Pa. Is an adverb that intensifies the negation, making it a stronger, don't, in this context. Ne ri pas. Don't laugh. This is a negative imperative sentence. Ni is the negative particle. Ris is the second person singular present subjunctive of the verb. Rire. To laugh. Pas is the negative adverb, used to emphasize the negation. The sentence is telling the listener to refrain from laughing. Ne riez pas. Don't laugh. This sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it is giving a command to not do something. Ne is the negative particle. It is used to negate verbs. Riez is the second person plural, you all, of the verb. Rire. To laugh. Pa is a negative adverb meaning, not. It follows the verb in the negative imperative. So, the sentence literally means, do not laugh. Ne t'en va pas. Don't go. Ni, passes the negative construction in French, meaning, not. It is used with verbs to negate an action. T is the informal pronoun, which is the shortened form of, to. To. Meaning, you. It's only used in informal settings like with friends or family. N. R. Is a pronoun meaning, of it, or, from it. It's used to avoid repeating a noun that was already mentioned. Va. Va. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, aller. Aller. Meaning, to go. Pass. Pa. Is the negative particle, which often follows, ni. Ne. To form the negative. So, ni tien va pas. Means, don't go. It's a very direct and emphatic way of telling someone to stay.
Ne pars pas. Don't leave.
Breakdown. Ne pars is a negative construction in French, similar to not in English. Pars is the second person singular present tense form of the verb.
Partir.
To leave. Exclamation is an exclamation mark, indicating an imperative sentence, a command. Key concepts. Negation. The use of ne
pas.
To create a negative statement. Imperative. The command form of a verb, used to tell someone to do something. Verb conjugation. The verb
partir
is conjugated in the present tense, second person singular, to agree with the pronoun, to, you.
Rentre chez toi.
Go home. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Rentre
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rentrer.
Which means, to go back home. It is conjugated in the second person singular form, meaning it is addressed to a singular individual, in this case, you.
Chez
is a preposition meaning, at the home of.
Toi
is the pronoun, you.
Ne quittez pas.
Don't leave. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning not.
Quitter
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Quitter
meaning to leave.
Pas
means not and is used to emphasize the negative. So, the literal translation is not leave. But in English, we say, don't leave.
Ne pars pas.
Don't leave. Breakdown.
Ni.
Ne is the negative particle, and is used to make the verb negative. Pars is the second person singular present tense form of the verb.
Partir.
To leave.
Pas.
Pas is the negative adverb, meaning, not, in this context. Key concepts. Negation. The negative phrase is formed using the negative particle.
Ne.
And the negative adverb.
Pas.
Verb conjugation. The verb.
Partir.
Is conjugated in the present tense, second person singular form. Translation for Eastpeak NG. Ne pars pas.
Ne partez pas.
Don't leave. Ne pas is the negative imperative construction in French.
Ne
is the negative particle, which is used before the verb in the imperative.
Part
is the imperative form of the verb.
Partir.
To leave, which is conjugated in the second person plural.
Vous.
To address a group of people.
Pas
is the negative adverb, which is used after the verb in the imperative.
Ne panique pas.
Don't panic. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning, not.
Panique
is the verb, to panic, in the present tense, but in the imperative form, meaning it is a command.
Pas
is an adverb meaning, not, that emphasizes the negative. It is common in French to use
ne
with
pas
for emphasis.
Ne paniquez pas.
Don't panic. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning not.
Paniquez
is the verb, to panic, in the present tense, second person plural, you all, or you plural.
Pa is the negation particle, meaning, not. It is used to negate verbs. The whole sentence translates to, don't panic, or, don't panic, you all.
Ne tire pas.
Don't shoot. The sentence is in the imperative form, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning, not.
Tire
is the verb, to shoot, in the imperative form.
Pas
is a negative particle that reinforces the negation.
Ne tirez pas.
Don't shoot. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Ne
is a negative particle, which means not, and is used to make the sentence negative.
Tirez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Tirez,
which means to shoot or to pull. This form is used to address multiple people directly.
Pas
is a negative adverb, meaning not, and it strengthens the negative aspect of the sentence. Is the exclamation mark, which emphasizes the command. This sentence expresses a strong plea for someone to stop shooting. It's often used in situations of danger or urgency.
Ne crie pas.
Don't shout. This is a negative imperative sentence. Ne is the negative particle, indicating negation. Cry is the verb.
Crier,
meaning to shout, in the present tense, imperative mood. Pas is the negative adverb, meaning not. The sentence literally translates to, do not shout, but the more natural English translation is, don't shout.
Rentrez-vous.
Go home. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Rentrez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rentrez,
meaning, to go back, or, to return. In the imperative, the subject pronoun, you, is understood, and not stated.
Chez
means, at the home of, or, at the place of. It is followed by a possessive pronoun, in this case.
Vous,
meaning, you, plural.
Vous
is the plural form of the pronoun, you. So, the sentence is a command, telling someone, or a group of people, to go back to their home.
Ne souriez pas.
Don't smile. This is a negative imperative sentence.
Ne
means not, and is used to negate the verb.
Souriez
is the verb, to smile, in the present tense, second person singular, you.
Pas
is an adverb meaning not, and is used to reinforce the negation. The sentence literally translates to, do not smile.
Ne souriez pas.
Don't smile. This is a negative imperative sentence.
Ne
is the negative particle, indicating that the action should not be performed.
Souriez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Sourire,
which means, to smile. It's conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions.
Pas
is the negative adverb, which reinforces the negation.
Ne fume pas.
Don't smoke. This sentence is an imperative verb in the negative form.
Ne
is the negative particle. It means, not.
Fume
is the verb meaning, smoke. This is the present tense, to form. It is understood that, to, you, is the subject of the sentence.
Pas
means, not.
This is the negative particle placed after the verb. Ne fumez pas.
Don't smoke.
This sentence uses the ne negative, which is placed before the verb.
Fumer
is the verb, to smoke, and pas is the negative particle. The sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal you form in French.
Ne parle pas.
Don't speak. This is a negative imperative sentence in French.
Ne
is the negative particle. It's used to make a verb negative.
Parle
is the verb, to speak, in the present tense, second person singular, you.
Pas
is the negative adverb. It emphasizes the negation. So, the sentence directly translates to not speak. In English, we put the don't before the verb, so the more natural translation is don't speak.
Ne fixez pas.
Don't stare. This is a negative imperative sentence in the
vous
form, which is the informal plural you or formal you. Ne, this is the negative particle used before verbs in negative sentences. Fixez, this is the second person plural
vous
form of the verb
fixer,
meaning to stare. It is conjugated in the present tense. Pas, this is the negative adverb, meaning not. It is used to complete the negative imperative sentence. The sentence is telling someone or multiple people not to stare.
Ne fixe pas.
Don't stare.
Breakdown.
Ne pas. This is the negative construction in French. It literally translates to not, but in English, we just say don't.
Fix.
This is the verb, to stare, in the imperative form, which is used to give a command. The imperative form for to you is the same as the infinitive, the base form of the verb, without the ending er. Key concepts. Imperative. This is a verb form used to give commands or make requests. In French, the imperative form is different for each pronoun, to, vous, etc. Negative construction. In French, the negative construction is formed with ne before the verb and pas after the verb.
T'inquiète pas.
Don't worry. This sentence is a common French colloquialism. It is made up of
T.
This is a contraction of
du
you plus
ne
not. It is informal and often used in spoken French.
Inquiète.
This is the feminine singular form of the verb.
Inquiète.
To worry. It is conjugated in the present tense.
Pas.
This means not and is commonly used after a negative verb. So, the literal translation is, you not worry. However, in English, it's more natural to say, don't worry.
T'inquiète.
Don't worry. This is a familiar, informal way of saying, don't worry. It is a contraction of
t'inquiète,
meaning, you worry, and the
te
is a contraction of
tu,
meaning, you. It is used to reassure someone, or to tell them not to be concerned.
Ne t'en fais pas.
Don't worry about it. Ne t'en fais pas is a common French expression. Ne is the negative particle. T is a contraction of
du,
you, and
ne.
N is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, in this case, the source of worry. Fais is the second person singular present tense form of the verb
faire.
To do, to make. Pas is the negative particle. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, don't make yourself worry about it. But in English, it is more natural to say, don't worry about it. Go slowly. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction. Breakdown. Va is the verb, to go, in the imperative form, second person singular, you. Doucement is an adverb meaning slowly. It modifies the verb va and tells us how to go. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used to give commands or instructions. Adverbs, words that modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, providing more information about how, when, where, or to what extent something happens. Ne vous en faites pas. Don't worry about it. Breakdown. Ni, pas. This is the negative construction in French. It uses the negative particle. Ne, before the verb, and pas, after the verb. Vous, this is the formal, you, used to address someone with respect. En, this is a pronoun that can be tricky. It refers to something previously mentioned or understood. In this case, it likely refers to a situation or problem that the speaker is aware of. Faire, this is the verb, to do, or, to make. Faites, this is the third person plural, formal, conjugation of the verb. Faire, in the present tense. Pas, this is the negative particle, completing the negative construction. Key concepts. Negative construction. The use of ne pas to make a sentence negative. Formal pronoun. The use of vous to address someone with respect. Pronoun. : This pronoun is often used in idiomatic expressions, and it can be challenging to translate. In this case, it's best understood as referring to a general situation or problem. Ne vous inquiétez pas. Don't worry. This is a negative imperative sentence in French. Ni is the negative particle, meaning not. Vous is the formal pronoun, meaning you, plural. Inquiétez is the third person plural form of the verb. Inquiétez. To worry, which is conjugated in the imperative mood. Pas is an adverb meaning not. Together, these words form the phrase, don't worry. T'inquiète. Don't worry. This is a shortened version of the phrase. Ne t'inquiète pas. Which means, don't worry yourself. Ne t'inquiète is a contraction of do. You inquiète is the present tense of the verb inquiéter, to worry, and is conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Mange avec nous. Eat with us. This sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command or request. Mange is the imperative form of the verb manger, to eat. It is used when addressing someone directly, in this case, you, in formal singular. Avec means with. Nous means us, and refers to the speaker and at least one other person. The whole sentence translates to, eat with us, and implies a friendly invitation to join the speaker and others for a meal. Finissa. Finish that. This is a simple imperative sentence in French. Fini is the imperative form of the verb finir, to finish. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. Since the subject is implied as you, informal, the verb is in its base form. Sa is a pronoun meaning that, or this, and refers to the object being discussed. Therefore, the sentence, finis sa, means, finish that, and is a direct and informal command to complete a specific task.
Finisce ceci.
Finish this. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence.
Finisce
is the verb.
Finir.
To finish, conjugated in the
vous,
you form of the
appative
mood.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun referring to something close to the speaker, in this case, whatever is being referred to. The whole sentence is a direct command to finish something.
Finisce ça.
Finish this. This is a very common imperative sentence in French.
Finisce
is the verb.
Finir.
To finish, conjugated in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French.
Ça
is a pronoun that refers to a previously mentioned object or idea. In this case, the phrase could be used in a variety of situations, for example, a teacher to students. Finish this. A boss to an employee. Finish this. A friend to another friend. Finish this. The key thing to remember is that
finisce
is a formal form of the verb, so it would be used in situations where respect is required.
Lawson, yes.
Flip a coin. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command or request.
Loss
is the verb, to throw, or to launch, in the imperative form, second person singular, which means you, informal.
Une
is the indefinite article, a, and agrees in gender with the noun, piece.
Yes
means coin, or piece. It's a simple and direct phrase, commonly used for making decisions or playing games.
Pardon, Tom.
Forgive Tom. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Pardon
is the imperative form of the verb.
Pardonner,
meaning to forgive.
Tom
is the name of the person being addressed.
Pardon Omar.
Forgive Omar. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Pardon is the imperative form of the verb.
Pardonner.
To forgive. Omar is the name of the person being addressed. The sentence can be translated as, forgive Omar. Please forgive Omar, or you should forgive Omar. The tone and context will determine the most accurate translation.
Allez doucement.
This means, go slowly. The sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Allez,
which means, to go. It's the formal, you, like, usted, in Spanish.
Doucement
is an adverb that means, slowly.
Pardonnez Omar.
Excuse Omar. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown.
Pardonnez.
Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb.
Pardonnez.
Which means, to forgive, or, to excuse. The imperative form is used to give a command, or make a request. In this case, it is in the plural form, because it is addressing a group of people, likely the listener, and others.
Omar.
Colon, this is the name of the person being addressed. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Plural imperative. The plural imperative form is used when addressing a group of people.
Va te changer.
Go change your clothes. This sentence is an imperative, which means it is a command or instruction.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. Since it is addressing the pronoun.
Tu.
You, in the informal way, the verb is.
Va.
Instead of.
Aller.
Te. Is the direct object pronoun representing the person being addressed. It is used with the reflexive verb.
Changer.
To indicate that the action of changing is being done to oneself.
Changer
is the infinitive form of the verb, to change. Here, it means to change one's clothes. In summary, the sentence is telling someone to go and change their clothes.
Allez-vous changer?
Are you going to change? This sentence is in the future tense, using the
aller
plus infinitive construction, which is common in French to express future actions.
Allez-vous
is the interrogative form of the verb
aller.
To go, conjugated in the second person plural, you all. It is used here to express a future intention or action.
Changer
is the infinitive form of the verb to change. The literal translation would be, are you going to change?
Change-toi.
Change yourself. This is the imperative form of the verb.
Changer.
To change, which means, change, in this context. It is used to give a command or instruction. The pronoun.
Toi.
Means, you, in the informal singular. So the sentence translates to, change yourself.
Changez-vous.
This means, change yourselves.
The verb, changer,
is in the imperative mood, which means it's a command, or instruction. It's also in the second person plural form, meaning it's addressed to multiple people, you all. The reflexive pronoun,
vous,
means, yourselves, and is used here to indicate that the action of changing is performed by the same people who are being addressed.
Habille-toi.
Get dressed. This sentence uses the
impératif
or imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
The verb habiller
means to dress, and in this case, we are using the
reflexive
form
s'habiller,
which means to dress oneself.
The imperative
form of
s'habiller
is
habille-toi.
The
toi
ending is the
pronoun
toi, meaning you, attached to the verb.
The pronoun
is attached to the verb to emphasize that the command is directed at the person being spoken to.
Habillez-vous.
Get dressed. This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
habiller,
which means to dress or to get dressed.
The
vous form is used as a formal or polite way of addressing someone. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command or instruction.
Passe à autre chose.
This means, move on. The sentence is comprised of a verb, passe, which is in the imperative form of the verb, passer.
Passer.
Which means to pass. The phrase,
à autre chose,
means, to something else. So the sentence, passa or to chose, is simply the imperative form of the verb, passa, to pass plus the preposition a, which is used to connect the verb and or to chose, meaning something else. So the meaning is, pass to something else, or move on.
Sois sérieux. Be serious. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb être, to be, which is sois, in the second person singular. This form is used to give a command or instruction to one person. The word sérieux, serious, is an adjective modifying the implied subject, you.
Commencez.
Let's begin. The word commencer is the imperative form of the verb commencer, which means to begin. The imperative is used to give a command, and in this case, it means begin. The form commencer is the second person plural form, which means it is used to give a command to a group of people.
Adieu.
This is a simple farewell, similar to goodbye in English.
Adieu
is a formal way to say goodbye. It is used in situations where you are likely to not see the person again for a long time, or when there is a sense of finality.
Commence.
This means begin or start.
Commence
is the verb to begin in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or make a request.
Pour la boîte.
Take the box. This is a simple imperative sentence. Prendre is the second person singular form of the verb
prendre,
to take. La is the feminine singular definite article meaning the. Boîte is the feminine noun meaning box. This sentence is telling someone to take the box.